Namaste to you. And may your day be blessed. Today and this week, we're going to start to combine components that we've experimented with and practiced with. The first is the namaste. Let's now and present company, everyone here might already do this, but in case anyone doesn't, it's an invitation. And the invitation is to wake up every morning and set an intention in your verbiage, your words, and it will likely be, fresh at each moment, each morning. To be of benefit to others in body, speech, and mind, and to not say that or think it robotically, but to actually pause even before one gets out of bed, to pause as one is saying it out loud to set the tone or thinking it without distraction. One is thinking about, one's mind, that one's mind benefit others. We'll benefit ourselves by doing so. So we don't have to add that. And if one doesn't think that's possible, give it a try. Benefit others. Think only kindness, goodness, well-being of others, no matter who the other is. Because we're all confused. Washington isn't any more confused than myself. I will own that when I really look at my own confusion. This is just more in the news. This affects more people. That's for sure. This affects more people than my very secluded life. Just speaking personally for myself, because I don't want to project onto anybody else. So we pause and we really think of body, speech, and mind. So our mind may benefit others, may be to the welfare of others, may everything I think, everything I say, everything I do, be for the welfare of others. Now, we might be, of course, taking a shower, brushing our teeth, making a meal, again, pray it forward. So that that action that one is doing is of benefit to others, is for their welfare. We pray it forward. We have gratitude, appreciation. We're not mindless in the moment that we're doing anything. So it cultivates that. It cultivates that we are not mindless when we are living our day. So we start our day with that intention. Said however you want. Excuse me. And have it be fresh each day. Then we build upon that by first off actually following through, and that will be all through the day in the examples already given. And we start each meditation session also for others, for their welfare, for their benefit, for their clarity, for their peace, and so forth. Their groundedness, their centeredness, their illumination, their insight, and so forth. So again, we will do that, give everyone the opportunity to state it in your way. Not my words, I just gave a whole list of words. Okay, so that's the first. thing we're going to start to combine is the intention to benefit others in body, speech, and mind throughout every day. Well, then that would include our meditation sessions. So in addition to, again, all the examples given are mundane daily examples, where we, with gratitude and mindfulness and thoughtfulness, pray it forward, wish it forward for others, we're going to start our meditation sessions that way, which again can be as very simple and non-elaborate as anyone wants in the pause that will be given. So namaste, it can be that simple, namaste. We're also going to come back to confidence. We can have the confidence that this intention, this aspiration matters. It matters. Nothing more needs to be said there. Everyone can contemplate that if one wants to. But it matters, and we know that. We know that. We touch our heart. We know it has an effect, and we know it creates a field, and we know it emanates out. We know this. We can have confidence in it. So confidence that our intentions, our aspirations, not only matter, they matter to our mind, they matter to our well-being. If we set the intention to be have loving kindness through the day, that's going to benefit us. And boy, oh boy, it's going to benefit everybody else too. Okay. And everybody includes all beings, right? Birds, insects, and so forth. So confidence. Namaste and confidence. Then, and lastly, for right now, we're going to come back to the breath. And as soon as you set your tone and you feel yourself settling, we're going to skip over step two. So it's step one, step two, step three. We're going to skip over step two only in the respect of don't hang out with it. But feel the breath, feel it coming and going. Everyone who's been here since we've been started doing that, which is back to the practice of living awareness, we know this. And we can check in with it any time of the day for centering, for presence, and so forth. And go to step three. Your breath, of course, which is still breath. But emphasize the out-breath. Follow it with your mind. So marry the mind to the out-breath. Okay. Okay. So we set the intention and the aspiration. May everything I think, say, and do benefit others, be for their welfare. May my heart and my mind be in union constantly through the day and hold all beings as my mothers, fathers, brothers, sisters, as loved and beloved members of my heart and mind. And by thinking with loving kindness and for their welfare only on all beings, may all confusion in the world be illumined. May all causes of suffering in the world be ceased. May all causes for the welfare and benefit of others be increased, because confusion is constantly being illumined, and beings are helping one another. As I set this intention to benefit others, myself. And so may this meditation sitting benefit all beings. And we settle. And sometimes our eyes will fill with tears of how right that is. Our heart will just expand how right it all is. And that will be our presence. That will be our settling of that. Just feeling that so truly. And other times it'll be like all the other settings, present, expansive, and gentle. And without rushing at all, from the settling, so stay with that as long as you want and revisit it. But then at some point, follow the breath out. Put your mind completely on following the breath, which is empty, which is centered, which is peaceful, which does not need the personality. Follow it with the mind. Breath out. We take a long, slow, deep breath with all beings. And again, state our intention. May everything I think, see, and do today be for the welfare and well-being of all beings. Love you all. Create your day.